Welcome to the Sports Ethos St. Louis Chargers podcast. It is Tuesday morning, 11:21 Pacific. What is it in your neck of the woods, Brandon?
Almost 2:30. It's 2:21 right now.
On a Tuesday, same for Will. Welcome in, guys, to an emergency podcast. I'm working on blurbs at the moment. And then you come, I was like, okay, Devontae, we could do an emergency pod. We might not, you know, we can wait on it. Russell Wilson news, we can wait on it. And then the bombshell. Amari Cooper is a Buffalo Bill. I'm waiting for draft compensation as we speak. But Brandon, let's start off with you. Instant reaction to Amari Cooper being a Buffalo Bill.
Josh Allen finally gets a number one target this season. That's what he's been needing. Because, I mean, before this, what, he had Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, Mac Hollins. Like all right, yeah, it's like, yeah, that that's going to work. But, man, he finally gets to throw to an actual target. I mean, he had Stephon Diggs, you know, for the past few years, and now he's gone, but... You know, and then we Will and I were talking about it before we started the pod that, you know, they were in cap hell. They kind of had to almost like soft rebuild this team. And now you give them a number one target. And I don't think at this point, I don't think they have to give up too much. I mean, I know Amari Cooper is still really good, but if I had to guess, I don't think they had to give up too much just given the age and, you know, kind of. You know, Cleveland's Cleveland. You know, like that. You know, I don't expect them to actually be smart with their moves. So,
Here's the full compensation. Browns receive a third round pick and a 2026 seventh round pick. Bills receive Amari Cooper and a sixth per Adam Schefter.
That's a fleece. Oh my God, that's a fleece.
I'm also going to be blurbing that part as we talk about it. I'm going to update that right now, but go ahead, Brandon.
Because you know why I thought Cooper was probably if anything going to go for a two. So I'm surprised he went for a three. Because his production is still very good. He just has a bad quarterback in a bad situation. Cooper can still put up numbers, and now he finally has a quarterback for what? The first time since May. I mean, Derek Carr wasn't much of one in when he was with the Raiders. So this is the first time that Amari Cooper's had an actual quarterback.
Think Dak Prescott wasn't?
I mean, not to the degree that Josh Allen is. I hear you, Will, but not to a degree.
Yeah, he's not Josh Allen. Like Dak's all right, but he's not Josh Allen. And because we know how Dak struggles, like, you know. Dak to me is almost no different than Derek Carr. But yeah, he finally has a real quarterback throwing him the ball. The thing is, he wasn't there, you know, long enough to really be, you know, like, I guess, because Amari just bounced around a lot. This might be the first chance to have stable targets, stable, you know, a stable offense. And I mean, he's going to be the true number one. In Buffalo for a team that's 4-2, and right now they're in a great seat in terms of winning the division. I mean, it's still early yet, but Buffalo won that trade all the way around. I mean, and on the other side, the Browns, you know, you knew the rebuild was coming eventually. You knew, and this is where it's going to start. So, because you just had to, you know, there was no way you could look at Deshaun Watson missing Amari Cooper quite a bit in that Eagles Browns game and think, oh, we're still gonna roll with this pairing together, because you could tell Amari Cooper was fed up. So great for him, great for the Bills. Browns, you know, are kind of starting to rebuild, so I think this is solid.
If you hear my typing, this is me blasting this out. But Will, go ahead. What's your reaction?
Honestly, this is what they needed. I agree with Brandon. This is what they needed. Honestly, Coleman is still a rookie, and I feel like having a rookie as your number one target is not really sustainable right now. Well, honestly, Marvin Harrison Jr. are kind of equivalent to that, but honestly, Coleman still got ways to go. And they got a lot of, like, you know, lower tier guys that can't be number one or number two, maybe number three, possibly, but can't be the top two targets. So, honestly, getting Cooper, a guy that's honestly consistent wherever he goes, wherever he had Derek Carr's quarterback or Dak Prescott's quarterback, and Deshaun Watson, maybe. He has some good stuff with Baker. He has good stuff with Flacco. And honestly, Cooper can still produce. Now we got Josh Allen. Honestly, he's the best right now. He is, and I agree with Brandon. He is the best quarterback right now that Cooper ever had. So honestly, I feel like this is gonna be a good pickup, and they might fight within the AFC for that top spot with that pickup, because I think that was the biggest need that the Bills need for their team, and especially that offense.
Yeah, I mean, look, like, Amari was done with Cleveland. I like how this was done privately, because you kind of felt that something was going to happen. We just didn't know how early or late it was going to happen. But I think that both sides were waiting, particularly the Bills, were waiting for what was going to happen with Devontae to figure out compensation. Once they saw Devontae go down this morning, they were like, all right, let's get this done. And that's exactly what they did. For Cleveland, Brandon, now you have to start thinking about, is your future with Deshaun Watson or not with all that money? Because now you don't have a receiver, and he hasn't even been getting him the ball anyway. But you got to think about what it's going to look like for Deshaun here this offseason. You got to start thinking about that now that you made this move.
Yeah, that's why, you know, before we came on, well, Will and I were talking about it. The Browns got to. I know you fully guaranteed the contract, and I know it's a lot easier said than done to eat the money, but you got to eat the money. Deshaun Watson sucks, plain and simple. You're not going to win anything with him. You're not going anywhere with him. The team doesn't even like him. He's lost that entire team and coaching staff and locker room all in one sitting, because Kevin Stefanski is not a bad head coach. We know this. This is a guy that's won, you know, two Coach of the Year trophies. But when your quarterback is Deshaun Watson, is a older, slower, ineffective, you know, controversy ridden Deshaun Watson, that's just not going to work. You've got to really, really think about, just like I said, it's easier said than done, because you have a lot of money tied up in him. But you've got to think about, I don't see why you wouldn't try any avenue possible to eat the money on him, because you just gave away his number one receiver, who, like you just said, wasn't even getting the ball. So I can't see a possibility where he's here next year, even with that guaranteed contract.
You know what's going to piss me off, though? I think what's happening is that the ownership is like, we paid him the money, you have to start him. And what's going to happen is Stefanski's going to get fired over it, even though it's not his fault. That's what I think is going to happen.
It's not his fault. And you know what's crazy now? Now, your number one receiver becomes your tight end, David Njoku. So, who I think is he's a really good tight end. I mean, he's got some health issues, but what tight end doesn't these days? He's a really good tight end who you also don't get the ball to. But then he might leave. So I can't see a world where Deshaun Watson returns. I mean, I know they have to start him because you paid him that money, but you got to do what's right by the franchise, not what's right about your bottom line. But the problem is the ownership and the front office is so inept at doing that. Like, I don't understand. Like, the smart thing is to realize, hey, eat the money, keep Stefanski, and move on. And that's easy. And like I said, like I keep saying, it's easier said than done, but because that's a lot of money tied up in them. But you have to do it, because that's the only way out of this mess you've created for yourself. It's literally the only way you're going to get anywhere. So it's a tough pill to swallow for Cleveland, but it's got to get done.
Will, I assume you 100% agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. And especially about the Kevin Stefanski part, I think he's probably going to be like Robert Saleh. He's probably going to get scapegoated out of his respective organization, unless it's. But I think the difference is that Robert Saleh's record, you know, hasn't really did him favors. But Kevin Stefanski, he's a pretty good coach because, you know, you know, I heard this million times story. He took a guy like Flacco off the couch and they did well in the playoffs. So honestly, I feel like, especially with the Browns, and I agree about the Watkins situation, that, yeah, honestly, you take what you got to take. Take the punishment, move on. Like, do what the Broncos did. Broncos have to take on Russell Wilson's contract till that's done, and they moved on. The only thing they didn't move on is obviously is Pep Sertan, because they re-signed him, but they moved on with everyone else, and you know, they start over. They got Bo Nix, and then they go from there. And yeah, honestly, I feel like that's what the Browns should do. Like, you know, tank. Honestly, depending on how bad they're going to tank, honestly, I feel like this team is not really good, especially at Deshaun Watson. So, honestly, you don't even have to tank. But I would just say basically draft a QB and then go from there. But, you know, I just hope Kevin Stefanski won't lose the job because of this. But if he does, then that's probably the biggest mistake, especially in the Browns' history, with the Browns being that terrible since they were reactivated in 1999.
Yeah, I look at Deshaun, and I honestly think he doesn't care about football. And it's his own fault, because he's more focused on what's happening off the field with all the allegations and stuff, which at this point is pretty founded with how many women are accusing him. And there is a world where the contract can get voided. But I don't know what the context is on that at this moment. So if they can't void it, they still have to find a way out of it. Will, I'll get you started with Davante Adams, the Jets, for basically nothing. Basically a fourth that can turn into a two if he plays enough snaps. So probably a two, but literally just a two, Will, for Davante Adams as he teams up back with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and also it says turn into a two. Also, if he plays well, and I guess I'm not sure how you're gonna say play well. Probably
it's pretty much hey, he plays this amount of snaps. That's normally how this stuff goes.
So I think honestly that trade, you know, is good for both sides. Honestly, and I think I also heard the Raiders that they don't need to pay Adams that my contract. The Jets have to take on the contract.
Yeah, so the Jets took it on. That was a huge part of the deal, by the way. The Jets had to take it on. The Raiders didn't want that on their books.
Yeah, now you take the pressure off the Raiders now, because honestly, no one really expected the Raiders to do anything, especially with their QB situation. And now you put more pressure on the Jets because, and I agree with most people in the media, it's like, well, Woody Johnson, he's basically telling Rodgers, here, he gave you all the pieces you need, though they did, you know, dock down Hackett, the motor Hackett, and he up. I forgot what they put in for him to call the offensive plays. Who?
Todd Downing.
It's still Todd Downing. Okay. Downing okay. Is basically the OC, essentially.
Okay. Got Downing in. Honestly, they did look pretty good. They look pretty good at most time in that Jets loss. And honestly, this is sort of a big thing that falls on Aaron Rodgers, the GM, the owner. They did what they had to do, and now Rodgers not have to produce. He has to play well, and everything falls on Aaron Rodgers. They got rid of Robert Saleh. Though I feel like Saleh wasn't the issue, and a lot of people even said that as well. He's not the issue, and now it's all gonna be fault Aaron Rodgers. Because if the Jets, at least I would say their expectation now is at least get to the playoffs. Well, right now they're 2-4, so I think that's probably it's got harder said than done, especially with that record. But I think at least they get to the playoffs and make to at least probably the division or AFC championship game, either or. I would say this is a success, but anything less than that, I think, to be honest, is probably going to be a failure.
Yeah.
I'm following Aaron Rodgers.
I think, Will, you look at this the proper way because, you know, I think divisional is probably about where they should be, but I think Woody Johnson is looking at this and saying exactly what you said. Look, Aaron, you have the pieces now, and you have to go win a Super Bowl. It internally in that organization, I can tell you with 100% certainty that Woody Johnson is looking at this team and going, we need to win a Super Bowl this year. Brandon, even though that's not the exact correct terminology that they should have, that's what they have now, and that's because of bringing in Devontae.
Yeah, and I was going to say the same thing. You know, Woody Johnson is kind of blinded by, you know, Super Bowl aspirations. Remember, we know he's not hands-on with this team. So, you know, he's looking at this, you know, he's hearing the media saying, you know, but even before the season started, oh, well, the Jets got so much hype and this and that. And, you know, he's probably buying into the fact, hey, maybe this team can win a Super Bowl. And now he's kind of panicking by, you know, firing Saleh early. And now you're going in and getting Devontae, you know, Adams. So you've basically rebuilt the Green Bay Packers for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's got Alan Lazard, he's got Hackett, he's got Adams now. I mean, you're basically the New York Packers. So there's no excuse as to, you know, this team should be able to compete more now. But the problem is that we think more so, you know, more so than not, that this isn't going to help them. It's going to help them a little bit, but I don't, you know, if you're not getting Garrett Wilson the ball enough, what makes you think you're going to give them? I mean, you're going to force feed Devontae Adams, and what if he gets locked down? Then you're back to what this, the offense has been looking like.
This is what kind of rehashed it when we talked about yesterday, but this is why Downing is the most important piece of that puzzle. Because Downing has to figure out how to get both of these guys the ball, not just Aaron.
Yeah, and he already can't get Garrett Wilson the ball. So you're already, you know, down a man there. You're already, you know, you already got a strike against you there. And like I said, I just don't think. Listen, I know Devontae Adams is still a very good receiver, but he's gonna be 32 in December. The guy is basically 32 years old. You know, if you're going all in for half a season to try and win it all, and you're not going to, so, you know, does it make sense for the Jets to try to fix their season? Yes, but is it going to help them achieve, you know, what they think and what they believe they can achieve? No, it's not going to. It's you know, Devontae Adams has 2 years on Amari Cooper, or a year and a half or so. Because I mean, you know, what was it? Adams was born 92, and Cooper was born June 94. I mean, so it's basically a year and a half. That's a big difference when it comes to wide receivers. So, you know, I know Cooper still got it. I don't know what's left in the tank for Devontae Adams. I mean, the guy didn't like being in, you know, with the Raiders, has had, you know, a couple of slight injuries there. He's had some, you know, drop concerns, some fumble concerns, especially this season. I know he'll be better under with Aaron Rodgers and with that offense, but you're going from a Raiders team that wasn't good to a Jets team that we think can be good but isn't right now. So, and I don't know if Devontae Adams moves that needle for them. And that, you know, that's why we're saying Todd Downing is so important. But I don't think Devontae Adams moves that needle enough for this team to get to where they want to be.
Yeah. For the other side with the Raiders, I cannot imagine how mad Mark Davis is about this whole situation. He wanted a two, and he basically got a conditional two, and that was it. And that's just gross. for a team that is in a spiraling mess at the moment.
Remember, we got to keep a lookout for this too. Max Crosby might move.
I've heard from multiple sources that they've taken calls on him and they've emphatically said no. That might change in the next couple of weeks if Crosby is upset with the situation. But as of now, it's emphatically
the
no.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no now, but that team sucks.
Yeah. So yeah. It's an absolute mess. Absolute mess. Will, I'm going to go to you as the guy who has followed Russell Wilson's career probably as closely as anyone on this podcast, from Seattle to Denver, now to the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he looks like he will make his start, even though this team is 4-2 with Justin Fields.
Honestly, this is, in my opinion, a totally huge mistake, to be honest. I think usually that's what usually the biggest thing. Usually I hear from players as well, that even in the locker rooms, that you don't ever change a quarterback in the middle of the season while they're on at least above 500. And honestly, this is, to me, a bad move. Like, of course, Justin Fields wasn't really, you know, allowed to roll on fire. He missed necessary throws. He didn't turn the ball over, a lot, or at least didn't. And he didn't do the ill-advised throws, probably that one in double coverage. But other than that, he's been playing a safe ball. Honestly, Wilson, and I know probably people on this podcast believe you, Brandon, and Rob, I think you guys agree that honestly Wilson is obviously the better passer of the two, but I think Fields has much better of a more growth to him, especially because he got youth by his side. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I just feel like this is a bad move. But I kind of, because I think they try to see if this team can get even better offensively, maybe Russell Wilson now. But honestly, to be honest, Justin Fields is not really the problem. You need more weapons. You need another receiver. I know Adams is gone. You can't get Adams. You can't get Ayuk. You can't get Cooper now. Like, I'm not sure who else is probably. Maybe you might get the guy from the Panthers, Deontay Johnson, probably bring him back. But I don't think
Mike Williams doesn't help.
Yeah, Mike Williams don't help. So it's like, man, honestly, that's the biggest thing, because they need another receiver. I don't think D-Hop even helped either, because I don't know, D-Hop, honestly, you could maybe give him a case because he can be sort of a good veteran presence. But other than that, I don't think Justin Fields is the problem, but maybe they're just trying to see, like, hey, let's just see what Wilson does, probably. We got both these guys on one-year deal. Let's just see how they go. But honestly, this is like the horrible time to do it, especially right now they're 4-2.
Before I go to you, Brandon, do you guys – so the Browns converted a lot of Cooper's salary this year to a signing bonus to help with cap concerns. Do you want to guess how much Buffalo has to pay Davante Adams the rest of the year? Just make a guess how much money.
Oh, wait, you mean for Coop, right?
Yes, for Cooper. How much does
Cooper.
How much does Buffalo have to pay Cooper the rest of the season?
13 million?
Oh my!
I don't think it's 13 million.
I mean, it might be a little more than that, just given how Cooper is a wide receiver one. I would say probably close to 15.
This is via Tom Pelissero on Twitter, so this is official. The Bills have to pay Amari Cooper $806K the rest of the year.
That's it?
Dang, that's it? Wow.
Because, I thought it was going to be something crazy.
Because the Browns converted $18.79 million of his $20 million. So now it's $806K for a number one.
Oh, yeah, because of the Deshaun Watson contract, probably.
Yeah.
They're trying to free up cash.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, because we were thinking what a wide receiver one would probably go for, not what the signing bonus would be or whatever it was, the how they converted it. So
806K, bro.
That's ridiculous.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. All right, Brandon, I'll go to you on Russell Wilson.
Oh, you know, I do agree with Will that Russell Wilson's probably the better is the better passer of the two. I mean, Justin Fields is not just not a passing quarterback, or at least not a consistent one. But he was doing what he had to win games, and that's with a bad OC. You know, and I'm quite fabulous. I know people like Mike Tomlin, but he's a bad head coach at this point in his career. And you're 4-2. You're tied for first in the division. There is no reason to make a quarterback change. You like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And now, the worst part is, Russell Wilson's not gonna come in and light the world on fire. He's just not in that offensive system. He's not. So, and not at this age and this point in his career. It's not happening. If it does, it would be an absolute miracle from God. But the problem I have here is, what if Russell Wilson starts to struggle? Then you've are now, because you've replaced Justin Fields, you've killed his confidence. So now what happens? So you've created a quarterback controversy for no reason when you are sitting atop your division and you are playing good defensive football and just smart football. It makes no sense on any level whatsoever as to why you make a change now. I mean, we know Russell Wilson's a better passer, but at the same time, Justin Fields beat him out in the preseason for a reason. Justin Fields looked better. So, you know, and these were against, you know, twos and threes most of the time, but if Russell Wilson's struggling against twos and threes, imagine what's going to happen in this offense system when he's playing all these other teams, you know, in the real regular season.
He's going to be terrible. No, and here's my problem, right? Yes, the better passing, I understand. But with how this offense runs, they need Fields mobility bad. Exactly. If you watch this offense, they need it bad more than the passing.
So what's the point? Russell Wilson's not mobile anymore. He's just not. So I don't understand why, you know, Mike Tomlin, once again, falling in love with these, you know, pocket passing quarterback, or trying to make these, you know, he loved Ben Roethlisberger. You know, now he's falling in love with the idea of making Russell Wilson a pocket passer at this point in his career because he can't run. So I'm not understanding what the Steelers don't make sense. They never, like, you know.
The last maybe 5 years, they haven't made sense.
They don't make sense.
I know.
You are a storied franchise. You're one of the winningest franchises in NFL history. Well, like, and yet under Mike Tomlin, all you've done, I mean, listen, you have a Super Bowl. I get that. But that was with the leftovers of a dynasty, but a great team. Mike Tomlin's done nothing for that team. And the front office hasn't done anything to try to even help him do anything for that team.
I love how the expectation for that team is bad record playoffs at this point. Yeah, that's what it is.
They're no different than the Marvin Lewis led Bengals.
Oh yeah, no, I remember that.
Oh Jesus,
they're no different at this point. Oh yeah, Pittsburgh makes no sense to me. Pittsburgh is such a mess; it makes no sense. And somehow, like, they're 4-2, and you know what's crazy? They're going to continue to win games no matter who's at quarterback. Because their defense is so damn good.
It's just going to be a little bit worse with Russell Wilson.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Bro, if they beat Sunday night is Jets Steelers. That's Sunday night.
Oh my God.
And it looks like Devontae's actually going to play at this point. So bear that in mind.
Oh my God.
The Colts and Broncos 2.0. No.
No, we already had Colts and Broncos 2.0, and it was Broncos Jets a couple weeks ago, Will.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. I didn't watch that.
I won't even know who to pick for that game.
I don't know, man. Rodgers versus Wilson, 140 plus. I don't know what
they're up. That was a great matchup, you know, 10 plus years ago.
Yeah.
Not now.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
yeah. Jesus. Dang, the one that I feel bad for on that Steelers, not really Mike Tomlin. I feel bad for T.J. Watt
because oh my God, yeah,
the best defender on that the best team overall, or best player overall on that team. Now he's probably never going to win a Super Bowl in his life.
By the way, that made that dumb decision. Brandon, does that help that it's in Pittsburgh? Does it help a little bit?
I mean, weather-wise, both those teams are used to playing in bad weather, and Aaron Rodgers played in Green Bay for, you know, 15 years.
I'm just saying, does it help you pick the game a little bit or no? Because it doesn't for me.
I don't think it does. I mean, this is a team I lost at home to a bad Cowboys team, and they should have won that game. So, I don't know. I don't think it does. I don't think it changes anything. That's going to be like a literally – I guarantee if Vegas has that spread at anything more than like minus like 2 for either side, I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm going to wait to tell the spread on Thursday because I want to make sure it officially changes by Thursday. So I'm going to wait on that. Yeah. But anything else before we go?
Oh, God. I mean, we said keep an eye on Max Crosby, right? Also keep an eye on Hassan Reddick now that he's got permission to seek a trade.
Yeah. What is Rosenhaus going to do? Because Drew Rosenhaus has connections. What is he going to do?
I don't know.
Dude, I don't know.
Everybody keeps saying, oh, you know, either Hassan Reddick or if they trade or a trade for Max Crosby is either going to result in one of them going to Detroit. And
no, it's that at least right now doesn't look like it's going to happen because the Lions signed one of the nice Bengals D linemen from their practice squad. So as of right now, it looks like no. Because they just don't want to mortgage their future, which makes sense.
Yeah,
because they already mortgaged it for Goff pretty much. Right? Goff, Laporta, and not mortgaged it, but they used it. They didn't mortgage it. They used it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know people want to talk about that. Like that. That's what everybody and their mother keeps saying on social media is, oh, Lions, because Aiden Hutchinson isn't there. But I'm like, your team, unless Aiden Hutchinson is a big part of it, but your team is fine. You're fine.
Yeah, they're going to be okay. They're still going to be a Super Bowl contender.
And you're not going to go chase an older edge rusher to replace the young star you got. Because he's not coming back this year, but at the same time, still, your future is with him, not with them.
Yeah.
And they're gonna want big money too, or the teams that you're looking to trade for are gonna want big compensation. So you're not trying to go all in and give away your future.
Yeah.
For those guys.
I don't think it's gonna happen. With Reddick, where I'm at with him. Is new representation. Rosenhaus is the best in the business. He has almost everyone under the sun now, under his agency. But if nothing happened with the Sonrex previous agency, I don't know how much Rosenhaus's pool is going to help him. Especially after yesterday, Rosenhaus said he wants to be a Jet for a long time, and now they want to seek permission for a trade. Like, I don't even know what to say. I think more than likely he's just going to come back to the Jets under his current contract and then figure it out. I just don't see another reality. Or he just stays home for the whole year. I think those are the only two possible realities.
And, due to, like, the legality of it and how it's structured, he can't come back to Philadelphia.
No, he can't. He cannot. So that's one team off the board already.
Yeah.
So what a mess. All right, well, for Brandon and for Will, an emergency pod in the middle of the day while I'm doing blurbs, just absolutely crazy. Thank you guys for joining me, and we'll see you on 2 days for Thursday Night Football.
Yes, sir. Yep. Take care, buddy.
Take care.